How are you doing? It's the podcast for today. And today is April 16th, 2005. Now there's preparation for you. I couldn't even get the date sorted out. We're not in the full studio. Well, we are in the full studio, but we're not using the full studio equipment. Because we're trying out this little recorder to see what it's like for a cast. So if you're looking for the cool music tunes on this cast, it's in the very next show, which should come real soon. But I'm not going to get into excuses and reasons why I haven't, because that's really boring and really lame. There's going to be audio interruptions throughout this program, like that, and like them running down the hall. So bear with that. We're not pretending to be soundproofed in any way. We just aren't. We are going to discuss more of those techie issues, plus things we've been up to that have kept us so busy and away from doing a cast in recent days. I think it's going on 12 days since the last cast was posted. So, in order to bring my own memory up to speed, I'm going to walk through some of the blog that'll trigger some memories and tell me what I've been doing in the last few weeks. We're recording today on the XDA2. It's very low sample rate, so it'll sound a little bit flat, but we won't worry too much about that. We'll be compressing it down to MP3 from WAV anyhow, and that'll probably bring it down another couple of percent in file size. We're trying this out because it's good for the old mobility, and you can put something together on the run, on the fly, and get it posted as soon as you dock to a docking station with the XDA. And on that note, we have been purchasing peripherals for this XDA. What's the XDA? It's a HTC phone. It's branded in Europe by O2 as XDA2. And other phone companies in other regions would brand it. It runs Windows Pocket PC. And no fan of Windows myself, this is good. It's fairly solid. It knows how to crash. It crashes, and it crashes quite often and gracefully, which is good, because it's not too injurious when it does go down. I've had a few nightmares with it, but that aside, everything is understandable and quick and obtainable. You can do quite a lot with it. Running it as a podcast listener, as an MP3 player, as a camera, it's not the greatest camera in the world, but running it as a phone, it's a GPRS phone as well. There's murder going on the landing here. We'll probably have a few visitors in a second. The phone is quite good also. Has a few drawbacks. It won't do business cards with Nokia, but has a few advantages also. You can telnet SSH over GPRS to your bank of servers, and it's quite handy if you're commuting and need to hit an emergency situation with a server and stuff like that. And it's recording this here show this evening. It's 8:02 in Dublin, Saturday evening, and the weather forecast is actually currently quite better than we were predicting, or what was forecast for us. It's Dublin weather at 16:48, was wind coming from the south, 4 knots, cloudy, 8 degrees Celsius, woo, because the wind is coming from the south. And I've just realised that I get knocked off the recording by SMS. Hey, we'll work on that one. Wind is from the south, it's 4 knots, cloudy, 8 degrees Celsius. Humidity, 56%. And 0.0 millimetres of rain at Dublin Airport. And that's 53.4 north, 6.133 west. Is roughly our coordinates if you'd like to send a guided missile to our studios. WXTC.net with Brian Green, and we are just flicking down through a couple of things that have been keeping us busy in the last while. Well, just looking at the 10 stories that fill the front page of my blog, which you can see at briangreen.com. You can go read them there, so I won't go through them in any great detail. But we have been running and covering the Gamma story, which is a industrial relations international exploitation scandal that's been going on here in Dublin with international ramifications. I won't soapbox it just here, but if you want to check out the story, it's on the blog. And that took us into Dublin City Centre on the 12th of April, which was quite an interesting demonstration with about 300 Turkish workers outside Irish Parliament, Dáil Éireann, where we took some photos with said XTA phone. Did no recordings, but had mini disc player at hand to play some music through a four horn speaker system to the gathered audience. It wasn't to be on mini disc, the music. It was to be on CD. But the whole PA system was battery operated, and a Walkman or a Discman would have been required to play a CD into the system. So we downed our audio from CD to mini disc and ran with the battery operated mini disc to the PA system and played out a track of that. But the majority of music was performed live by Turkish musicians. Quite an event. I'm not giving it justice in terms of a review and what it was all about and why we were there, but if you're interested, read more at the blog, follow some of the outlinks to definitely go out to the socialistparty.net, the Irish branch of the Committee for Workers International, and you'll read the full story from their publications there. Other things that have been keeping us busy, apart from that, observations on the political front and on the radio and technology front are there in the blog. Also, we've not mentioned the death of Pope John Paul II. And there was some debate about this. When exactly was that? It was around the 4th or 5th of April, wasn't it? It was. Well, we can find that out here. It was recently. And the burial has happened. And unearthed was a train ticket that I used in 1979. Quick compute on that, 26 years ago. When John Paul II visited Ireland for his third overseas visit as a new pope. The train ticket would have taken me at the age of 10 from my local train station to the Phoenix Park in Dublin, where one third of the Irish population assembled in one park. That's one in three Irish people at one time standing in the Phoenix Park, Europe's largest public park, or second largest. And gathered for a mass and blessing from the Holy Pontiff himself. So, a little blog item around the discovery of the train ticket, which you can read more on that at the blog. That hasn't been taking all of my time with regard to not being here doing more shows, but little things like that have been posted in the interim. We have been busy on the phone mast front as well, but I'll say no more on that till after the 22nd of the month. And we We thought we had that one all wrapped up, but we're still working on things there, so we will say no more. We have been busy on the audio equipment side of things here in the studio, and we've been changing things around and making modifications and improving it, and it is no good excuse to be away from actual playing the music and having a show modifying the equipment. But it has been a long time since we ran a solid studio here, and the better we can get it, the more fluid, the more fluent the cast will become. Been listening out to some other podcasts in the last few weeks, and I have to say the quality of casts out there is quite excellent. Obviously there are only so many any one person can be interested in or can have time to listen to or have bandwidth to download or capacity on a player to facilitate the reception of the casts. So I've been tuning into about four or five, maybe three solidly, and two slots there, slots four and five, have been randomised over a couple of different shows. I would mention Coverville, Adam Curry, Geek News Central, and Web Talk Radio. Hope I got that last one right. I have been listening into quite regularly, and good information, good fluid programming from, are they all mentioned there stateside, except Adam, who's in the United Kingdom. And it's good stuff. It is a good source of time shifted radio. Yeah, I think it is. It is still radio. It is a format. It is an art. It is a delivery. But is it a medium? It's more than a medium. So I think this is radio. Others can debate it. It's quite enjoyable and lots to learn. I've been thinking about it in terms of its mobile content. They're getting loud out there, aren't they? It's time-shifted radio, which the mobile operators don't get a look in on. Here in Dublin, it will cost about €50 an hour to stream 16 kilobit data to your mobile phone. So nobody's going to synchronize over GPRS or 3G unless there's some form of untariffed, unlimited data, which I haven't seen pricing models for yet. So with that, it's going to be docket in your charger overnight. Hey, while it's getting electricity, it might as well get a couple of megabytes of data overnight. What else would it be doing at 4 a.m. but getting some information in? So I think that's cool. I think it cuts out the mobile operators and leaves it to people's own devices, affordable DSL, to take in large amounts of data. The Irish Broadcasters Association, Independent Broadcasters Association here in Ireland, are having an AGM. They're called AISHT. And another SMS interrupts me. AISHT is the Independent Broadcasters Association, and they're having their annual general meeting on the 23rd of April in Dublin. More details from my blog, briangreen.com. They have a great radio debate at their annual general meeting, and the title of this year's debate is Radio in the iPod Age, which is timely, interesting, and I've made inquiries to be getting along to that AGM, even though I am not a member of the Association of Independent Broadcasters. But I might very well be after the 23rd of April. We also have a situation here in Ireland that has emerged in the last 5-6 days, that the Irish Recording Music Association are chasing serial uploaders of copyrighted music, and this is breaking out like it has in other territories, and it's very much a copycat. Highlight a few cases, bring them to court, get it into the media. The local ISPs have refused to hand over details of serial uploaders. I will comment on that. I won't comment on that, but I will. I think that unless the music people do get a Garda police file to unearth details upon a certain user for a crime that is allegedly committed, I don't think they should be handing out anything, and I welcome this move by them. That's not to say that the Gardaí should not be able to get information from the ISPs should a crime be alleged to have happened and there is sufficient evidence to show that a crime has happened. And then they can get the information that they might require. My problem with the IRMA and the other agencies that that collect money in this territory and in other territories are that they have been slow to take up new technology, and they admit this now, and they say, yes, we have been slow to take up technology, but they haven't been slow in the last 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, year. They've been slow for 10.5 years. They have not moved with the times. I was telling them 10 years ago what was happening and what should be done. And for my sins, I was issued invoices. Situations like artist-owned websites. You have an artist, they make a website for themselves, and they put up Real Audio 2, low-quality 30-second samples of their own music. And their own collection agency want to take money from artists for music on their own website, on an artist's own website. So they can collect the money, take the percentage out, and give the dividend to the artist. Nothing much more than that has progressed, to my knowledge, in 10 years. There are some free structures in place, which I agree, they should be there. They should be accessible to people who want to play music online, both from the mechanical end of things and the performance end of things. But having no information, no situation, and then spending publicity time going after serial uploaders, bring in the courts, frighten people to turn off their P2P services. I'm not saying that it's right or wrong. I'm saying it's the wrong thing to be doing right now. So they should have their own house in order before they go after alleged criminals who are doing serial uploading. Which, I don't know what definition of serial uploader is, but obviously they're offering up oceans of data that when reassembled at the other end turns into somebody's copyrighted music. So I'm not saying yes, it's okay to pirate and rob and steal people's music. What I'm saying is that the organisations who are making the moral case to say this is wrong have to clearly show that something else is right first, and we don't see half enough of that on the ground or in the air or online before they should make the moves that they have been making. I'll park that issue there because I think I've soapboxed it enough. 8:21 in Dublin, 3 SMSs in that I must read, and what we'll do is we'll sign off at this point, come back with a supplemental if there is any more to say, and give you some more information on the next recorded programme. also interested to check back on this show and see what the audio quality is like and see where the breaks and failures in the recording occurred. So with that, we'll be back in a few for the end of the show. Program supplemental. We were going to talk more about the peripherals purchased for the XDA. So quick rundown through them. We got a power supply, which didn't come in the box with the XDA. Very expensive XDA, which I didn't have to pay full price for, but no power supply. Only USB power provided through the cradle, which is a bit naff. So I purchased the power supply and an additional battery from the O2 shop locally. The power supply came, and just before they delivered it, they rang up and said, "Do you have the XDA2 dongle that is needed for use with the power supply?" Yes, I did. So this additional dongle doesn't come provided with the power supply. It came in the box without a power supply. So you have to put all this together at great expense at a later date. I also wanted an additional sync cable. So I purchased online a sync cable which arrived with an extendable USB back-to-back, male-to-female, for syncing when at the office. Only the XDA2 sync cable for power and data that I got online does not work. In no way. Had to hard reset the machine to prove that it wasn't the machine's fault, that it won't sync over this cable. This cable does not do the job whatsoever. So that'll be going back. With that, I got a very short 3-inch cable that takes the proprietary 4-pin headset and converts it to a traditional 3.5mm stereo audio socket for standard headphones or for cabling out to a desk. So we should make good use of that for playing XDA MP3s and podcasts in off this machine into the standard mixing desk when we get back to full studio. And that is the peripherals that were bought for the XDA. If we get any more, if we get a result on the wonky sync cable, we'll mention it here on the show. So with that, it's radio.wxtc.net, www.wxtc.net for the web, and radio@wxtc.net for email. The blog's at briangreen.com, and the next proper studio audio show with some cool funky urban folk rock music is coming really soon. I would say expect the next show in the next 36 to 48 hours. And apologies once again for not having a show in the last 12 days. From Dublin, Ireland, where time has now reached 9 o'clock, British summertime, goodbye, good luck, and good listening.